Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about a meeting that you attended earlier this week from the Pennsylvania Crude Development Advisory Council. What did you learn there? What's going on?
Well, the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Development Advisory Council was created by Act 52 of 2016. I was one of the sponsors of the bill. Our goal in creating this council was to bring all parties together dealing with the conventional oil and gas industry. It brings together oil and gas producers, legislators, the Department of Environmental Protection, Department of Community and Economic Development, along with industry folks deal with geology and specialized trades, so that we can tackle issues dealing with the conventional oil and gas issue. And really the goal was to bring everybody together to solve problems. I traveled to State College yesterday because I've been a member of this council since we created it. The council, you know, has dealt with a lot of issues. At yesterday's meeting, we had committee reports from the Produced Water Committee, which dealing with production water has been a challenge for the industry for many, many years. We also heard from the Legacy Well Committee, and certainly plugging orphaned and abandoned wells is a major topic of interest. We heard updates from the Department of Environmental Protection about their regulatory issues that they're moving forward, and also a regulatory review, changes that we made this year in the fiscal code. I had the opportunity to speak on the fact that I think we need to get back to the original intent of what we created the council for. We need to bring everybody together to solve problems. And sometimes it seems to me like we discuss a lot of issues without actually solving problems. And I'm trying to steer the committee back to the fact that we can make some real progress if we would all work toward that common goal. So a very busy meeting this week, but my hope is that we can continue to work toward tackling goals in support of the conventional oil and gas industry.
And of course, the talk of Harrisburg right now is the what you might call unfinished business of this second degree murder issue that the Supreme Court has left us. The House Democrats have kind of left the issue up in the air by going home. What's the latest on this? I understand House Republicans are trying to get something done.
Well, the House Republican Policy Committee held a hearing last week. The title of the hearing was Protecting Pennsylvania, focusing on accountability and justice in second-degree murder sentencing. And the hearing was held after House Democrat leaders failed to allow consideration of a bipartisan solution to a March ruling by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that found that a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole was unconstitutional in second-degree murder cases. As part of the decision, the court set a deadline of July 24th for the General Assembly to rectify the issue. The House was called into session on July 23rd, the day before the deadline, and I was prepared to vote in favor of a bipartisan plan that the state Senate put forward that would have set clear guidelines to ensure justice and protect public safety, and that could have gone immediately to the governor's desk to be signed into law. Instead, House Democrats, who control the agenda in the House, amended the bill significantly to water down sentences in these cases. And keep in mind, these are cases where real people lost their lives and families lost their loved ones, and they continue to suffer because of those actions. The bill also provides loopholes through which criminals could avoid serving their sentences. So I just feel that is completely wrong. I'm going to continue to stand up for law and order and for protecting public safety. And I'm certainly hopeful that we can resolve this issue soon. And I'm glad that the House Republican Policy Committee held this hearing to highlight the issue.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in again for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.